Welcome to the NewsHour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest today is Frank Barat. Frank is a member of the UK-based Palestine Solidarity Campaign. It was formed to work for peace and justice for Palestinians, something they have never had since 1948, and much effort needs to go into eventually securing it for them. It'll come, but it's coming slowly and painfully. Frank is also a member of the organizing committee, Russell Tribunal in Palestine. It seeks to reaffirm the primacy of international law as the way to settle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In my mind, international law is sacrosanct. Any violation is a grievous offense. Unfortunately, the people who do it, or I should say the entities that do it, are states like the U.S., Israel, U.K., others involved, either ones involved directly or who simply allow it to go on and don't fulfill their obligations as international law demands. That makes them guilty also. We want to talk about the Russell Tribunal Barcelona session. Frank is involved, and he'll give us an account of just what this is and what it hopes to accomplish. Frank, I welcome you to the program. It's been a while since I had you on, and I'm delighted to have you on any time to talk about this.
Hi, Stephen. Delighted to take part of the program, as usual. Yes, thanks for inviting me.
Explain the Barcelona session and what the tribunal is hoping to accomplish overall.
Okay, I mean, you've described the goal of the tribunal pretty well. The Russell Tribunal in Palestine is really a public awareness tribunal set up by international civil society, and our goal is to investigate the violations of international law perpetrated against the Palestinian people. We don't actually want to, Israel violations of international law have been examined many, many times, but what we want to show is that Israel violations could not happen if the international community, so by the international community we mean the U.S., France, the EU, the UN, if the international community was doing its job properly. And most of the states are signatories of the Geneva Convention, and the Geneva Convention, there's obligations when you sign those conventions, and those obligations are pretty much never respected. And that's why Israel impunity, that's why Israel can continue doing what it does in Palestine. So we intend to have a few sessions, and each session will have a different topic. In Barcelona, we're going to focus on EU complicities, EU and its member states complicities. Why Barcelona? Because, there's a rotating presidency to the European Union, and this year, for 6 months, Spain is the president of the EU. So we thought Barcelona was the perfect place to have this session focusing on EU. The tribunal is formed by really international civil society. So we've got the best legal minds available working with us, and we've also got a panel of about nine people coming from all over the world, really. We've got from the US, we've got Cynthia McKinney, former US congresswoman. We've got Mike Mansfield from the UK, Ronnie Castrails from South Africa, ex-ANC minister. So yeah, it's really a civil society initiative that intends to show that civil society won't remain silent in front of the injustice that is perpetrating in Palestine.
Frank, I need to interrupt. We need to take a short break. Indeed, it really is a very distinguished panel. Let's take a break. We'll come back and continue.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Back on with Frank Barat. We're talking about the Barcelona session of the Russell Tribunal. Frank, I agree with you completely. I think it's essential to expose the... There's no other way to describe it than to say the complicity of the 27-nation EU membership. If enough of them did something that they should do, if they obeyed international law, Frank, I mean, let's put it bluntly, if they literally obeyed the law, and they're signatories to the law, every single one of those countries, what's going on in occupied Palestine could not continue. It absolutely couldn't continue. America is the main abuser, as you know, and my listeners know. And if America closed the faucet, cut off the funding, stop doing this. If America did nothing but that, Frank, that would change the equation dramatically. There's no chance in the world that will happen, certainly not in the short run, certainly not under Barack Obama. I love quoting James Petras, who referred to Obama, I think before he even took office, based on his background and the people he was associated with, as America's first Jewish president. Well, of course, by that he meant that he was in the pocket of the Israelis and the Israeli lobby, and indeed he has been. But anyway, let me let you continue.
Yeah, I mean the thing about the EU, the EU tends to, you know, issue statements that are very good, because the EU policy, for example, on Jerusalem, has always been Israel, you know, not to recognize Israel annexation of Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, not to recognize the settlements established there, not to recognize the apartheid wall, and not to recognize the demographic changes that Israel has created. So on paper, and let's say, you know, when EU representatives appear on TV, etc., they always say the right thing, but they actions, you know, the words are never followed by actions. The EU could also apply the tiniest pressure on Israel by stopping trading arms with Israel or actually pushing Israel to respect the convention that Israel has signed. And instead of this, so the EU issues statement, very good statement, but instead of then obligating Israel to respect its obligation, the EU bring Israel into the EU-Israel trade agreement. So the EU actually, when you've got a child and a child does something bad, you tend to punish the child. You don't give a sweet to the child. And that's what the EU is doing. Instead of punishing Israel, the EU, the more Israel does violate international law, the more the EU seems to sort of, reward Israel. So there's a huge contradiction in what they say and what they do. And that's what we want to make clear and to make public, a lot more public than it's been done so far.
Frank, it shocks me. Again, I agree with you 100%. It shocks me that people, so many people, I would say the majority of people, at least in the U.S., I can't speak for outside the U.S., I think people are more, individuals are more savvy outside the U.S., including in undeveloped countries than they are in the U.S. I mean, people actually make a news operation like Fox News the most popular news channel. Well, I mean, Fox News, I mean, if you want to know what's not going on, or if you want the greatest distortion, then follow what they do. And I agree that, the point I wanted to make was, people by now should realize, ignore what politicians say. Ignore it. Watch only what they do. That's the only thing that matters. They all make fancy speeches. They all give fancy promises, and they all lie and they break them. And they know what they want to do, and they go about it. But they still try to convince people that they're really doing what they said they would do. And people aren't smart enough to realize they're liars. And one of the lines I love is, "How do you know when a politician is lying?" When his or her lips move, that's when you know. Because that's the standard operating procedure. And it's no different in Europe. It's no different most any place. There are a few exceptions. There are always exceptions, Frank. But unfortunately, there are all too few of them. Certainly not in the West.
But I think it says a lot about the society we're living in. It's, everything is based on entertainment. So, for example, you were talking about Fox News. This is, what Fox does is obviously not news, it's entertainment, and that's probably why they got the highest rating. For example, I remember the amazing, people said it was an amazing speech that Obama did in Cairo earlier, actually not this year, end of last year. If you listen to Obama's speech, again, fantastic, the Palestinians have a right to have a state. Israel should stop harassing the Palestinian. We should all live in peace. His speech was so sort of utopian in a way that I can't believe even like respected journalists called this speech an amazing speech. He was just saying what people wanted to hear as usual, and he was in Cairo, so obviously he said a lot of good things about the Palestinians, etc. It would have been in Israel, the speech would have been completely different. But again, the speech has not been followed by any action. And no one's reported on this. The news channel have reported on how great the speech was, but no one has sort of analyzed what followed the speech. Obama, during the speech, called on Israel to stop settlement buildings. He said, "I will not accept new settlements being built in Israel." And we know now that he's completely backtracked on this, and Israel has pretty much embarrassed Obama on this issue, and now Obama is actually asking the Palestinian to return to the negotiating table when Israel has not even respected the settlement freeze. So it's back to normal, and it's back to George W. Bush policies. Nothing has changed much, but he's definitely a better speaker than George Bush, but not a better. When he has to act, he's as bad as any politician, I think.
Frank, I would say not only has nothing changed, I think things have gotten worse, because so many people believe that Obama represented change. That was one of the, maybe the major slogan of his campaign, change you can believe in. And people believe that. And the fact that he was the first black president, that was a very significant event. The problem is not what he is on the outside, it's what he is on the inside and what his policies are. And people should also realize especially in any powerful country, nobody rises to a position of power unless they are well checked out in advance.
Exactly.
And the power brokers who pick their top people know that they're safe, that the president, the heads of congressional committees,
yeah,
the judges who sit on the important courts, the appointed officials, they are safe. And they sometimes make a mistake, but when they do, they simply correct the mistake and
correct,
get somebody in who will be the type of person they want. And if there's really a problem, I mean, they have no compunctions on how they'll correct their mistakes, Frank. They might either get them replaced, and a few of Obama's officials were replaced, apparently,
yeah,
mistakes he made, by appointing half-decent ones. And if you really have a problem and you don't know how to solve it, you murder them. And you get rid of them that way. And for certain, that's the way Jack Kennedy was removed. And Jack Kennedy was no liberal saint, but he wanted to do some things,
yes,
a number of things, that got powerful people very upset, so they killed him.
Mm. And that's why I think it's important, as you said, yeah, the system is sort of corrupted at the roots. So, you know, the two-party system, the fact that if you want to be elected, you have to raise, I don't know how many million dollars, which obviously means that, you know, a poor peasant from you know, won't be able to ever get elected because how he's going to raise $200 million. So I think that it shows that the system is sort of rooted, is corrupted, you know, at the roots, and it shows that if change is going to happen, it's actually from the bottom, so from civil society, from grassroots organizations, and we have to change things. You know, we have to make history. You know, the great Howard Zinn died a few weeks ago, and he was, you know, one of the greatest person to always call for grassroots change, civil society change, you know, work in your neighborhoods, you know, bring a collective together, more solidarity, more, you know, really grassroots-based actions, and that's what we're actually trying to do with the tribunal, and that's why we are also obviously being attacked. Recently, a journalist from El País, which is one of the biggest Spanish newspaper, said that the tribunal was hiding behind the fact that it meant to only investigate EU complicities, but in fact, the tribunal, Russell and Palestine, was another anti-Semitic initiative.
Mm.
So it's the same thing again and again. You know, anti-Semitic. His piece on his newspaper had obviously no ground to it, no facts, no proofs. But you know, the anti-Semitic slur is enough for people to get very, you know, very worried about it. And interestingly enough, the next day the location where we were supposed to have the first session of the tribunal that was supposed to happen in the historical University of Barcelona, so a very grand building and grand room, they called us and said that, oh, they are completely forgotten, but during the day of the tribunal, works are going to take place, so they had to cancel. So the day after the newspaper called us anti-Semitic, the Barcelona University cancelled the room we had booked for about 6 months now. So it's put us obviously in a bit of trouble, but we've now sorted out another room, which unfortunately cost about five times more. But it shows again that how powerful, you know, and how when you attack Israel, how powerful, I don't know if you call them lobbies, but anyway, how powerful interests get together and apply pressure on anyone actually attacking Israel in Spain, in the US, in Europe, anywhere. It's still going on, you know, and stronger than ever, really.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's take a break.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back on with Frank Barat. Frank, again, I agree with you 100%. I must add that the fact that there is so much dust kicked up when a group like yours or anyone else, exposes the grievous crimes that Israel commits on a daily basis, and this has gone on since before 1948, but let's just say since 1948 or 1947 when the so-called War of Independence was underway and it concluded roughly when Israel declared itself a state in mid-May 1948. But if what you were doing was fraudulent and you simply had no basis for what you say Israel is doing, then they would probably just dismiss you as a crank and anyone else who was doing the same thing. But the fact that these crimes are so real and so grievous, and more and more people are getting on this, that their only defense is to attack you. And I think we can add one more comment. Not only is patriotism the last defense of a scoundrel, but let's add denial to that and cover up as well. And Israel is certainly a world-class scoundrel, in my estimation, Frank, exceeded only by how grievous the U.S. is in the crimes that it commits. And it's had a lot more experience doing them for over 200 years. And one more point, and I'll let you jump back in. They'll attack you for what you're doing. And when a Jew does it, like myself, of course they'll jump right on me and call me self-hating. I mean, what else are they going to call me but self-hating?
Yeah, I mean, Norman Finkelstein recently said that, and Noam Chomsky said it many times as well, that, as you know, even 5 years ago when Norman were talking in U.S. campuses, at the end of the lecture, you always have, you know, a quick Q&A, so question and answers with the audience. And, you know, as early as 5 years ago, they were being attacked. You know, lots of the questions were coming from sort of Zionists or defenders of Israel attacking Norman Finkelstein, Noam Chomsky, etc. And but now it's changed, and they both said it. And a lot of actually lecturers, or you know, Ali Abu Nimeh, for example, said that now, you know, during the Q&A session, there's no sort of Zionist voices anymore, because they've got, they never had really much of argument in their favor, of many facts in their favor, but now that's it. It's been completely silenced. So the only thing they can do, if you're a Jew, they will call you a self-hating Jew, and if you're not a Jew, they'll call you an anti-Semite. But they've got nothing else. All the facts are sort of on the side of the Palestinians and the pro-justice movement. All the you know, international law is on the side of the Palestinian and the international solidarity movement. So yeah, they still have a lot of power. I mean, in the media and etc. And but they've got no basis to attack you on. So they'll then personally attack you and try to find anything they can find on the person, but not on the sort of initiative and the movement. And that's why I think that even if it takes a while, it sort of means that we're winning. I mean, the pro-justice movement in general is winning, because when your attacker has nothing else to say but just to attack you personally, I think that you're probably doing something right somewhere. So, you know, there's not much hope when you go to Palestine, but I guess when you take a step back and analyze everything, you realize that, yes, it's slowly moving and progress is definitely being made every day. Even in the U.S., actually, there's a lot now of solidarity movements created in the U.S., in Chicago, in Boston, in New York. So I think, it's getting out. At least the truth is getting out. Now it's a matter of reaching a wider audience, and not the only, the pro-Palestinian movement, but a wider audience, and make them realize that what's happening in Palestine is a lot, you know, touches everyone. It's a lot wider than only Palestine. It touches us all, and it's really about what human civilization is about, and what world we want to live in, really.
Absolutely, Frank. The power of the Internet is getting the word out, and there's no question that more and more people are getting an understanding they never had before. If I go back far enough in my own life, Frank, there was a time I knew nothing about this. Nothing about this. I mean, I'm old enough so that I was in my early teens when Israel became a state. The topic of Israel was never even raised in my household. And then I got a little older, and I went away to school and so on. But, I mean, Israel was never even discussed. But if it had been, my parents wouldn't have known anything. I wouldn't know anything. And I became a young adult, and I knew nothing. A win has come slowly. Many, many thousands of Jews in the U.S. alone, Frank, understand this situation. Not as well as you do. Not as well as I do, because I'm on this all the time myself. Mm. I've written more about Israel-Palestine than any other single topic. I know over 100 articles in the last 5 years, the period that I've been writing. And I see things like, along with your work, another initiative that is so crucial that is gaining strength is the global BDS movement, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. And that is very powerful, and it's gaining adherence all the time, plus what you're doing, plus what other people are doing. I mean, this is glorious. This battle will be won, Frank. I have no doubt about it. It's only a matter of when, and you and I can't predict that. Let's take another break, and we'll come back in another 10 minutes with you.
Perfect.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back about another 10 minutes with Frank. He has other commitments. He said he would stay on for about 40 minutes, and that's a good deal of time, and we're certainly covering a lot of ground. Frank, a quick comment, and then I want to give the rest of the time to you. I see another event going on that obsesses me. It's obsessed me since I began writing 5 years ago, and especially since mid-January. I'm talking about the situation in Haiti. Haiti is occupied like Palestine. Haiti is undergoing what I call slow-motion genocide like Palestine. The West is treating Haiti maybe even worse than Palestine, because I think things, egregious things there are happening at a faster pace. It's a terrible situation, and it obsesses me. I've had a couple of programs on it. I have another one scheduled. This will not go away in a hurry. And in the face of absolutely overwhelming need, people literally starving to death. Israel wanted to put Palestinians on a diet. Haitians are literally being starved to death. That's exactly what's going on. We're impoverished communities, several that I know about. People are getting virtually none of this so-called aid, but over $600 million have been contributed, I think stolen, to be used for development, not aid. So we have something. We have two comparable situations. I'll say more about it. But let's go back to Palestine and let you add more comments that we need to cover before you have to leave.
Okay. I mean, briefly to come back to Haiti, I think that once more, after the earthquake happened, the media gave us no historical background whatsoever. So the media kept saying, most of the media outlets kept saying that how poor Haiti was, one of the poorest countries in the world, how poor the infrastructure was, how starved the people were. But there was no historical background, no perspective whatsoever, no And so that's why, it's, you know, the same is happening with Palestine. It's very hard for the global public opinion, not really involved in any political work, to understand what's happening, because the sort of, corporate or mainstream media is definitely not doing its job, or its educational job. And that's why, once more, it's down to us, people that have been to Palestine, let's say like citizen-based journalism, to really inform, you know, everyone. And you can start with your neighbor, with your family, with your close friends. You know, it's like a snowball we have to build, you know, little by little. You know, if let's say every day you can, you know, convince one person that what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Haiti is not what they've been told about, I think it's a winnable situation if you can do this every day. But to go back on briefly, because I'm going to have to go, about the Russell Tribunal in Palestine, the session in Barcelona is the first one, and we intend to have four sessions. So the first one in Barcelona is focusing on EU complicities and responsibilities in Israel-Palestine. Then the second one will be in London, and we'll focus on corporations, so, you know, companies and organizations profiting, sort of making money out of the occupation. And we also intend to have one in the US, and hopefully it'll be mid-2011 and be the last session, because obviously the US and the UN are the main culprit in perpetrating the occupation of Palestine. So I call on everyone in the US that is willing to help, willing to write articles about the tribunal, willing to form sort of national committees, to contact us. We've got a website, which is russelltribunalonpalestine.com, and you can go on the website, and there's email addresses to be able to reach us. So yes, everyone that think this initiative is a groundbreaking one, please do contact us, because we've established contact with quite a lot of people already in the US, but you know, the more we are, the merrier. So please do contact us, and let's make sort of history together and change injustice, being in Palestine, in Haiti, or anywhere in the world. But I think Palestine is a clear example of colonialism and imperialism, and it's one of the really last examples that we need to, that needs to fall, and needs to change, really.
It needs to change badly, Frank, and I must say, even though I'm getting up in years, I really hope I'll see it in my lifetime. All the changes that I'd like to see, that you'd like to see, we won't see them happen, but there's a few that are very possible. And change in occupied Palestine, with Palestinians finally being free, maybe not 100%, but having something that they haven't had since 1948. I think there's a real possibility of that, and I really hope I can see it in my lifetime. And I'm absolutely committed to do everything I can to help make it happen. And of course, you are, and all the tribunal members, and all of your efforts. That this is so important, and it's up to us, Frank. If we don't do it, it'll never happen. It's up to us, and to keep spreading the word. And an oppressed group today is just a forerunner of another repressed group, just like what happened in Nazi Germany. You know, the pastor Niemeyer, if I have his name right, first they came for so-and-so and such, and this group and that group, and he didn't worry about it because he wasn't one of them, until finally they came for him and there was nobody left. That's the trend we're on. We have to change it. You have to go.
I'm going to have to go, yes. But again, it was a pleasure to be in the show, and hopefully I'll be back on again after the Barcelona session to sort of give an overview of what happened during the session, the tribunal conclusion, and the future of the tribunal and other sessions that will follow.
Oh, absolutely, Frank. I'll send you an email, and you have an open invitation to come back anytime, and we can pick a good date, get you back, and we can talk about exactly what happened in Barcelona.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Frank.
A lot, Stephen.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Again, this is... listeners to this program know what a vital issue this is to me. I know in great detail. I literally have written over 100 articles on this in roughly a little bit less than 5 years. And I know the details very well. They're really shocking. To the uninitiated, they are really shocking. But it's all true. Some of the worst things that people absolutely can't believe are true turn out, in fact, to be true. Just horrendous crimes. I think listeners have some sense of the crimes that America commits around the world. And if you go back in history, you'll see that they even went on during times when we might have thought they didn't go on. World War II. Oh, my goodness. I have read stuff about the war crimes that we committed during World War II. Literally as bad as the Nazis and the Japanese were, and they were horrendous. They were horrendous. We didn't exactly commit genocide, certainly not on the scale that the Nazis did. I mean, they really committed grievous genocide, far more than against the Jews. The biggest genocide is the one that never got any press, the genocide against the Slavic people. Some of them were Jews, a couple of million, maybe more than a couple of million were Jews, but supposedly 6 million Jews in the so-called Holocaust. But the greater Holocaust was maybe 20 million Slavs. So call it three times as great. That's a king size. Well, I'd call 6 million if that's a good number. That doesn't matter whether it was six, five, four, eight, whatever the number was, horrendous and awful. And the Japanese slaughter of Asian people, same thing. Millions of Chinese and people in other countries, Koreans, the other countries that Japan occupied. But we committed grievous atrocities. We simply didn't care about these people, especially Asian people, people of color, people more like ourselves. We treated in a more normal way. So the Nazis, Germans, were more like ourselves, so we beat up on the Nazis, but not the German people. But we really vilified the Japanese straight across the board. And we trained, and we still do. We do exactly the same thing. We train our young recruits to think of these people as not just as terrorists, but as subhuman. The German word was Untermensch, and we train our troops to think of these people as Untermensch. So you go into Iraq, and these people aren't the same as we are. They're lesser peoples. And you go and you fight the Japanese, and they're lesser peoples. They train their people the same way, to look at us as lesser peoples. They thought they were the superior ones. And, of course, the Nazis absolutely thought they were the master race. And we did the same thing. And the genocides that we did during World War II, the firebombings that we did, some of them alone, some of them jointly with the UK and Europe, cities like Dresden, Hamburg, other places, the combination of firebombing and carpet bombing, I mean, we literally incinerated tens of thousands of people, civilians. And this was a deliberate attempt. This was a Nazi strategy to attack London, kill civilians, and get the UK to be cowed into wanting to surrender. The effect is just the opposite. It marshals the public to want to fight back. And yet we did the same thing, and these crimes were horrendous. When the war was virtually over, we firebombed Tokyo. In Tokyo, it really was horrendous because the structures there, a lot of wood structures that, my God, I mean, you light a match to them. I mean, they just go up. So we firebombed Tokyo. And then months after the Japanese were really negotiating a surrender, they wanted a surrender months before the war ended. And Truman knew about it and turned them down. Turned them down, wouldn't accept their surrender. The only thing they wanted, they asked for nothing except to retain the emperor. And we turned them down. And one of the reasons was that the generals wanted to try out their new toys. Those nuclear bombs that we had to test in real time, testing them in the open air in the Nevada desert wasn't good enough. I mean, we knew damn well what they could do. You know, do we need to see how many buildings they could knock down, how many people they could kill? I mean, we knew we had a terror weapon. It's the only way to describe these weapons. They're the worst kind of terror weapons. So we had to try them, not just once, but twice. Those were grievous war crimes. Anybody who thinks Harry Truman was a good guy, think again. Harry Truman was a war criminal. He didn't have to do this. Didn't matter what the generals told him. He had a brain. He didn't use it. So he committed a war crime. And then, of course, the same thing went on over again. Korea, Vietnam, every single thing we've been involved with directly or by proxies. And the support for Israel has been egregious. It began in 1948, thus, in a small way, with the U.S. Just a minute or so, maybe just simply moments after midnight, forget the precise date, roughly mid-May 1948, Harry Truman had a memo that he wrote, very short. I've quoted it, I think, twice in articles. And I think it was handwritten. And he crossed out one thing and wrote something else in. I saw a facsimile of the original memo that he wrote, like writing it on a scratch pad or something. But I think it was on a formal piece of paper. And very short and brief, but we were the first country to recognize Israel in mid-May 1948. And then after the Six-Day War in June of 1967, that supposedly Israel fought because the Arab countries attacked them and Israel was defending itself. Well, another one of those historic lies, shall we say. That was a war of aggression, preemptive. And I wrote about that more than once, quoting Israeli generals. What better source than the generals who fought it to explain what it was? It was no threat whatever from Egypt, from Syria, from Jordan. Israel invented the threat, just like the bogus war on terrorism today. If there isn't a threat, then you invent one. That was an impressive victory by Israel. Impressed Lyndon Johnson. We were getting our heads handed to us in Vietnam, and in 6 days, Israel knocked out three Arab countries, knocked them out of the war. The aid picked up immeasurably after that, and now I don't think anybody knows exactly how much because there's so much secret stuff that never gets reported. But I have an article, actually all written. I haven't put it out yet. On all of the known aid and benefits that Israel gets. I mean, it is really astonishing. Here's a country about the size of Greater Chicago. And they get more of our so-called foreign aid than I believe all other countries in the world put together, or if that isn't quite accurate, it's pretty close to it. Number two, Egypt isn't even close. And basically, Israel gets whatever it wants if a particular need comes up. Israel gets benefits no other country in the world gets. It is really astonishing. And I've quoted the former great Palestinian-American Edward Said two or three times when he said, and it's true, that in a matter of hours, the entire U.S. Senate can come together to support Israel on virtually anything. On virtually anything. That's 100 senators. It's not that way in the House because there are some representatives, a few of them maybe noble in intent, others who represent districts where it doesn't matter if occasionally they criticize Israel. They can do it and get away with it. But when somebody like Cynthia McKinney does it, she was a congresswoman twice, and she got drummed out of the Congress twice because she was one of the good ones. She backed up with acts what she said, and she came at Israel, and she did it in the way everybody should do it, talking openly and honestly about what Israel does and the crimes they commit. So they got her out of the Congress. They replaced her with another Democrat black representative. She represented a strong Democrat part of Georgia. I believe. I think that maybe only a Democrat could win. So they couldn't get a hot right Republican to beat her, so they got a complicit black Democrat to beat her, who wouldn't beat up on Israel. Well, that's the way they play the game. They play it below the belt. The dirtiest things they do. And when you have the power of Washington behind you, and the West, and the Arab states just sit back and yawn, do nothing, they can get away with anything. Let's take another break. We'll come back for a last segment.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I mentioned Haiti, the situation in Haiti, which absolutely obsesses me because I really think I understand what's going on there, and it certainly is not being reported in the major media. It's being totally suppressed, and the situation is analogous to, in not completely, but in a lot of respects, to occupied Palestine, except it actually is worse, as bad as occupied Palestine is. Occupied Haiti is much worse because I think the imperial agenda, which is mainly the U.S., it's also Canada and France, they are the main culprits. They are the big players that want to balkanize Haiti and divide up the country for development. So things are accelerated. Since the quake on January 12th, I've written 7 articles I don't think I'm done because this thing just goes on and on and on. I was asked to do an interview on it yesterday. I came on a program. I think the program was all about Haiti, and they had at least three guests, and I was one of them. I got 10 minutes. Somehow I managed to get in 10 minutes an awful lot of information. Usually I feel I can't clear my throat in 10 minutes. But I see among the horror stories going on in Haiti, I'm absolutely convinced of this. I see a planned genocide in progress. Haitians are being starved to death. Haiti is an oil-rich country. I'll have another program on it later in February, and I'm sure more ahead because I want to stay on this. The story is so horrific and so important because of the immensity of the crime that I see going on. I think we literally want to murder hundreds of thousands of Haitians. We're not going to bomb them. We're not going to shoot them to death. We're going to starve them to death. We're going to inflict them with diseases through neglect by doing nothing to help them. They're living in the open. There's no sanitation. Most of them don't have any kind of shelter, not even tents. Maybe 5 to 10% of them have a tent in the open. Hundreds of thousands are crammed into crowded places. No clean water, not enough food. Diseases are already breaking out. And I expect to see some virulent epidemics, all kinds of stuff. Right now, diarrheal illnesses are a major, major problem, affecting many thousands of them right now. The vulnerable are older people and children. And I'm certain people are dying right now because of this. And then you've got all kinds of other illnesses, diseases, tetanus, tuberculosis, dengue fever. Haiti is a tropical country. So you've got the problem of heat. You get these things roaming around. And in crowded, out in the open people, disease will spread like wildfire. And I think that's the plan. Get these people diseased. Let them die off. Country has about 9 million people. 9 million aren't needed for the purposes of these people. Half that number would be just fine. Whether they're going to try to kill off half the Haitians, 4 or 5 million people. Talk about a Holocaust. There you have one. Talk about genocide. There you have one. In my last article, I quoted the definition of genocide from the Genocide Convention. This qualifies under the definition. We're out of time. To be continued, like all the major topics on this program. Please join us every day. We'll try to give you the kind of information that you want. I always like to say, make this a daily habit. Stay tuned for Ernie Hancock.
Introducing the new